Good Monday afternoon. You're tuned into the Mike Wilson Show on WWGH. And in the studio today, some return guests that were here with us last year, the Ghost Sisters. We have Mandy Cummings and Chastity Leonard. Hi, ladies.
Hi.
Hi.
Good to have you back again. We had a good time. We had a ghost of a time last time, didn't we? So
yes, we did.
We're going to try it again today. And you've had, first of all, what is the Ghost Sisters?
Well, the Ghost Sisters, we are an all-female team who go around investigating haunted locations and helping people who need, like, residential cases, people who got some things going on in their homes that they don't understand. We are looking for evidence of life after death.
Paranormal activity, in other words.
Yes.
So you've been together for how long now?
3 years in October.
3 years in October. And October's a good month with Halloween and everything, isn't it? And I know that you've had some recent experiences, some recent investigations, and we're all ears wanting to hear about that. Who wants to start?
Well, I'll start. There's been a lot. We've been to a lot of locations since we last, you know, did the talk show here. We've been to Middle Point Elementary School, which is in Posttown, Ohio. And we've also been to the Westwood School, located in Rudolph, Ohio. And we've been to Waverly in Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
We've been to the old South Pittsburgh Hospital in Tennessee.
And you were just there this past weekend, weren't you?
Yes, we just were there. New location, which is very new, it's the Shrine, the Ura Shrine in Tennessee.
Okay.
And we've also hit two new places here in our hometown, Marion.
Okay.
We've been to the Sheriff's Office and Whitey's Bar.
Oh, yeah, I read about Whitey's on Facebook. And by the way, you can follow them on Facebook. Just look up Ghost Sisters. It's been kind of fascinating. What'd you find here in Marion in the sheriff's office and in Whitey's? Anything?
We got quite a few stuff in Whitey's. I think it looked to me like a man holding a beer and a woman standing next to him and a child in between them reaching out. It's pretty interesting. When we did our mist spray.
Okay.
So that was interesting. And we kept getting a child's voice, too, I think.
Mm-hmm. When I did the spiritual writing, and I got a child, I believe she was 9, and her name, I think it was Sarah.
Okay.
I got a Sarah, I believe. But they had been seeing, well, hearing a child. I don't think they've seen her, but they've been hearing a child's voice at Whitey's Bar.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the waitresses there that work there, and I don't think the bartender did. But they've had some experiences, and it really picked up when they found out they had been talking about us girls coming up there all week, and they said the activity started to pick up there.
Oh.
And they had toilets flushing when no one's there.
Really?
Yeah. Soap dispenser being ripped off the wall. The breaker kept turning on and off. And the maintenance man told us, he's like, this stuff doesn't happen. He goes, and this all started happening. Ever since we wanted you guys to come up here, crazy stuff's been happening all week.
Tell them about what that girl told you before they found out the one that had a reading and they told her that the guy, her husband's going to be up there that died.
Yeah, we had a strange occurrence. This lady had contacted me, and 10 years ago, her husband had died, and the last place they were together was at Whitey's Bar.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she had a reading from a medium who told her husband wanted to meet her up in the parking lot on the same day that we were going on the investigation.
Wow.
So it was really weird, and you know, we pull into the parking lot and she's there, and you know, I met with her and I talked to her before we went in, and she, you know, she's like, you know, if he comes through, let us know. You know, and I'm like, I'll let you know. And they kind of stayed in contact while we were live inside the bar.
What was weird about it is she didn't even know we were going up there. And when she had that happen, she ended up seeing us on Facebook showing that we were going up there.
Yeah.
That was just
she had
odd.
No clue that we who we were. So it was really it was weird.
I just want to make sure we clear the air. We don't go out there looking for anything negative. We stay away from anything evil, you know.
Right.
We don't provoke. We just try to communicate and let the spirits tell their story. We're not out there looking for any evil. We're strictly, we believe in God and all that, and so we just want to make sure that's clear.
But, you know, if we come across anything that would be evil, I mean, we're going to deal with it.
Right.
We do have a lady in Columbus, you want to talk about her, you know her.
We have a lady in Columbus. She can, you know, get rid of evil spirits and stuff like that. So far we haven't came across anything like that. So far so good.
It's just been mainly negative. There's been, you know, people think that evil spirit is, you know, in their home, and it turns out to be just someone who was grumpy and mean when they were alive, and how they are in life is how they are when they're gone.
And sometimes they're just trying to get people's attention. So they'll do whatever they can to try to get their attention. They'll know, hey, I'm here, you know.
Well, you mentioned spray mist a little bit ago. How's that work? I imagine it's a spray bottle and sticks to the...
It's like a mist sprayer. You just push the button in and it just sprays water like a mist.
Okay.
And the light.
Yes. We use... you got to have a... big bright light, a lot of light coming, and we use the mist spray. And we have an app that this guy had created to be able to see the spirits whenever we're doing the spray and the light. And water is a kinetic energy source.
Okay.
So it makes sense to use this. It's like a infrared camera he built into this app. And it's got an ovilus built into it so they can like communicate as they're recording. And we kind of just, we'll record it, and we'll go back and play it slow and see what we capture. And it gets some faces in.
We get some good stuff.
Yeah.
We got a guy, literally, you can see plain as day, sitting in an aquarium, wasn't it?
No, it was a... It was at a school.
Yeah, a school, like
yes.
A gym
auditorium.
Room. Yeah, the auditorium, that's what I meant to say.
Yeah. In a chair, you can see him sitting there, and he's got a bow tie on. And you can just see his whole outfit. We believe that he was the ticket master.
Oh, wow.
There. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was at Middle Point.
So, yeah, we asked him to sit for us and take a picture for us. And he sat there, and we took a picture, and it was pretty interesting.
Really?
It's a really good picture.
So you did get an actual picture of that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's on our Facebook.
Okay. I'll have to look that up. You've mentioned ghostwriting, and you talked about it last year, but...
Oh yeah.
How does that work?
My spiritual writing.
Spiritual writing.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I connect with the energies that are here, the lower energies that are still here and that have not crossed over. So therefore, I channel, and I'm able to write. They kind of come into me, and I just write. They move my hand, and I'm just writing whatever it is that they want me to.
She's a medium as well. Medium and
medium.
I'm an extra large.
Sensitive. They call a medium. But I'm just someone who's very in tune, very sensitive. And
right.
I've always grew up knowing people like that. You know, they're considered mediums.
Right.
I'm very
she
sensitive.
Does readings and stuff for people.
I also do mediumship readings and intuitive readings for people.
Okay.
Facebook. Yeah.
Okay.
You can find me on Facebook.
I had a question in my head and it went away. I was going to ask you something about that.
We'll use the writing.
That's what it was.
Yeah, we'll use the writing to go, and after we're done, I'll do 10 minutes of writing, and then we'll go out there and investigate, and sometimes we'll get the names will pop up.
Uh-huh.
And it's just, we try to see if we get anything out there to compare it to my writing.
Okay.
And my writing comes through about probably 70%. You know, sometimes it's very accurate. Sometimes it's 70%.
That's what I was going to ask you. Do you think that women are more sensitive to these things than what men are?
Yes.
I
think you're right.
We can be, yes. Yeah. But there's a lot of men who are sensitive. I've been around, and it's pretty neat because the ones who are very sensitive to women's feelings and for people... They are very in tune when we're out there. I have investigated with a few of those, and it's pretty neat to see them up there. Okay.
Well, tell us about some more of your recent, what happened this past weekend when you were at that hospital?
Oh.
We got one thing. We got my husband went with us, and he was jiggling the they were like, think
they put
bells
the bells
on
up
the,
to locate this is an active area.
It was on the doorknob.
Yeah, they have them all throughout.
He was
the
playing
hospital.
With it, and it was a lady. I think it was an old lady's room, wasn't it?
It was Nellie's. Her name was Nellie.
Her name was Nellie, and the EMF detector kept going off like something's around. It's one of our gadgets we have.
It's a geophone.
Geophone.
Okay.
And it kept going off, and my husband started messing with that, and it was just going crazy. And he's like, you want me to stop messing with this? If so, just say yes or no. And plain as day, through my ink box, she yelled, no.
It was right on. It was just
you can
like
hear
answering a question right away. It was what we call...
That was pretty interesting.
An intelligent response from a spirit.
Oh, wow.
I mean, she was able to respond just like that.
So this was a mental hospital?
Yes.
No,
just,
not a mental.
I thought it...
No, just a regular
hospital. Medical-type hospital.
Yes, just like you would have here in Marion General or Smith Clinic. Something. Mm-hmm. It was 68,000 square feet.
It's been on TV and everything.
Three levels.
And how long has it been abandoned?
Well, I don't know. I can't remember. Maybe 1950s or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
1959 is when that picture was, when it was...
Might have been. Somewhere around that era.
It's been a while, maybe 15 years. 1959, they had on a poster where it was something else. I can't remember what it was.
So that'd be 61 years, if that's right. Yeah.
So Chastity and her husband left around 1. Was that right?
Well, it was technically 2 o'clock because it was an hour behind.
The central time was 1 o'clock,
okay.
But Ohio
okay.
time would have been 2. So she was going by Ohio time.
Okay.
So they ended up going back to the hotel. Well, the rest of us stayed. And, activity just went crazy.
Really?
Yeah. I'm still reviewing a lot of our cameras and stuff. But we had an incident in Nellie's room. And I don't think some of the spirits there liked one of the female investigators that was with us. Because of her religion.
She got scratched.
She ended up getting scratched. Mm-hmm. She mentioned... She didn't believe in demonic things, and I was like, you don't believe in dimensions and things can come over? And she was like, no. And it was like 10 minutes after she said that, she gets scratched. And I'm like, oh my goodness. So they kind of were messing with her throughout the investigation.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we're up in Nellie's room, and all of a sudden that girl, she starts feeling sick. And she starts doubling over, like grabbing her stomach. She's like, you guys, I don't feel good. And she's like, I got to get out of here. And so they help her up, and she's like, I'm serious. She's like starting to get really anxious, and something's on her, you know. They just didn't like her for whatever reason. I think it was her religion. She was what you would call a pagan.
Okay.
So if you know anything about people
paganism.
Who are pagans, mm-hmm. then, you know, they have their own beliefs.
Right.
Well, for some reason, they didn't like that, and she started feeling sick, and we helped her up, and... I was started to grab our stuff to get out of there, and the other two were helping her out. Well, they went out of the room to head down the stairs, and all of a sudden, through our intercom box, you hear this man laughing. Now, keep in mind, this investigator with us, she had her recorder going, and we ended up capturing a man saying, hey, and then he's laughing through the intercom box.
Really?
So, yeah, the girls, we get out of that room, they start to go down the stairs, and they had to stop. All of a sudden, you hear rattling. It was like, I don't know, but it sounded like a door was rattling.
Okay.
It was freaky. Like, we couldn't get her down the stairs. We couldn't go nowhere. We were, like, stuck. So we kept having that happen, like, 2 or 3 times. Every time we were up in her room, we'd try to leave and go downstairs, and you'd hear this rattling. And we were trying to debunk it. It just wasn't happening.
They were draining our batteries bad. We couldn't keep them going. Everything was draining. I mean, the energy was just killing our batteries on all of our equipment. It was.
We had in the chapel. Us ladies were sitting in the chapel area, and we were in the dark. That same female investigator accidentally bumped into another female investigator's chair. She's like, "Oh, I'm sorry," and all of a sudden, right through the intercom box, you get this, it's what I'm going to call a angry spirit, because he called her a bad word when this
okay.
happened. Yeah, I'm not going to say it live, but he said, you B.
Okay.
And I was like, I mean, you could hear him plain as day say it. And I was like, well, that's not nice. I'm like, why are you so angry? But it was all towards that girl, the girl who got scratched, the girl who felt sick. I mean, they were just attacked. Like, I felt like she was being attacked by one spirit, and he didn't like her for whatever.
We should tell him about the shrine.
We will.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, okay.
Anything else at the hospital that?
A lot. We did capture a with our spray. We captured the little boy Bubba. You can see the little boy in the picture. I mean, you see the little boy. It's a okay. face.
He kept coming through, too.
Well, Bubba, the story behind Bubba, he had drowned. And when okay. he got to the hospital, they worked on him for like 40 minutes. Well, he didn't make it. He passed away at the hospital.
Okay.
And it said his spirit has been seen at the hospital. So we were right there in the area. Chastity was doing her investigation there. And my team ended up meeting up with her because she was getting the balloon moving and interacting with him. So I was like, you know, we're going to do a spray. And when we did spray, we ended up capturing the face of what looks like a little boy.
I just love our spray. It is the bomb.
So
I'm not being rude. I'm looking at the Facebook page when I'm doing this. So, in case you wondered why.
But the shrine. Okay. How we came across the shrine. Now, the shrine is not a place you're going to find on the website. You're not going to be able to call and make reservations to do an investigation. It doesn't work like that. This is a man who, he dedicated his, pretty much a good majority of his life being the caretaker. He keeps the balance in between energies, good and bad.
Okay.
He's an ex-cop, which is very interesting.
So is this Buddhism or what?
It's Shinto.
Okay.
Or something. It's Japanese.
Oh, okay.
It's Shinto or something like that. Forgive me. I cannot pronounce these Japanese words. But he teaches, he used to teach, or he still might on the side, it's some form of Japanese, I think jitsu and maybe something else. But he calls himself the caretaker.
Okay.
Well, the place has been there probably 20 years, passed down from his generation of family. And there's been a lot of history there. So he took it over about 20 years ago and started remodeling and started noticing he was having all kinds of things going on. And he ended up calling in a paranormal team. They came in. They got scared. They ran off. And then he got a hold of another team that came in. They had a bad experience. And they left. So technically, he's only had, within 15, 20 years, he's only had five investigators ever come there. And this is only because he was needing them to. Mm-hmm. They didn't, a lot of people don't know about the place. He collects a lot of haunted objects. Japanese. It's a Japanese, like, shrine.
Mm-hmm.
So each section is, like, cornered off with Japanese curtains, with Japanese things. So it's like walking in, it's unreal. And it's on limestone. His property sits on limestone,
okay.
which is another source for the spirits to connect. And he's got a bamboo forest that sits on two caves, which have limestone. So the whole place is there. They say it's a portal, one big portal.
Mm-hmm.
You walk in, he's got one side's for the dead, one side's for the living, and he keeps the balance. So it's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, he even has a doll whose hair grows.
She's the mother of the shrine. Yeah, literally. Doll's probably about 6 or 7 inches long. It's got real hair,
mm-hmm.
and the hair they've been recording, it's already grew probably an inch. I don't know how long it took, but they keep track of this.
Wow.
So anyway, he also built a man-made cave. Now, this man-made cave is like one you've never seen before. It's amazing. He's got a waterfall in there. It's a built-in, like a jacuzzi, wasn't it? What was it? Hot tub or something? Oh, no, it was awesome. But anyway, and it's said to be haunted. He has a room in there. He has these masks. These haunted dolls hanging on trees. He has a doll that giggles all the time.
Really?
Oh, tell him about the doll that turned.
We'll tell him that in a minute here.
Sounds like the Twilight Zone.
This is a very, this is the most active place.
Nobody's been able to stay all night there.
Yes.
But we spent the whole weekend.
We did. Because anyone who's ever been on this property said it's too much. Too much noise. Too much activity. They couldn't do it. Like I said, these people that came there, they were gone. There was one lady who made it till 3 o'clock in the morning, and she packed her bags and was gone.
She didn't even give any reason why. She packed up and left right in the middle of the night.
But now, let me explain to you how we found this place. The caretaker, a year and a half ago, he allowed this paranormal research team, have been coming there on Wednesdays for 10 years. Well, they needed a big table. And they got to talking about getting this table, what would be cool, something different. Well, they came up with building this dragon portal table.
Okay.
Now, this is it's almost 7,000 pounds. And it's got dragons on it, dragon heads. It's got mirrors for the portals. They got, like, different areas. It'll light up. And for a year and a half, they've had this. It's been there. And so the shrine members and the caretaker, you know, they get together every Wednesday and they try different experiences. And they have some really unbelievable things that have happened. They don't go live. Everything is recorded for their research.
Mm-hmm.
They don't share. But the caretaker has allowed different people that believe in different crafts to come there and, you know, like do their seances and whatever. But he don't let it get crazy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, he's allowed some Indians to come there and do prayers. He's allowed people who are into witchcraft to come there. Basically, like a safe haven for people who are into, you know, this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so this has been going on there for a year and a half. And, well, they don't close down the portal. And this portal stays open 24/7. They allow anything to come through this portal. They don't judge anything that comes through it. So it could be anything. And I mean, it could be anything bad.
Okay.
Like, it could be anything.
Well, he needed Mandy's help for something.
Negative. I'm talking real negative, you know. But that's his job, the caretaker, to keep the balance. So he knows the portal table is dark. So he keeps light around it. Like things that would be of good.
Okay.
Just to set the balance between that cave and this portal table, he manages to keep everything out of balance. So the reason he contacted me, they had an entity that was stirring up a lot in the shrine.
Mm-hmm.
It was causing the research team to have nightmares, and the caretaker was having nightmares and just chaos for like 2 or 3 weeks. And nobody could figure out why. So he's like, look, I'm going to take matters into my own hand here, and I'm going to find what's going on here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to see if I can find someone who can connect, maybe interact with the table, you know. So he was on a podcast, and he was talking about what was going on, and they gave him 6 names, and the Ghost Sisters was one of them. He started following us, and he started following my mediumship page. Well, he contacts me after seeing what I'm doing, and he liked it. And it just went from there. So I set up a time with them guys on Facebook Messenger. We did a video, and it was one of the shrine members and the caretaker. Well, I had a lot of stuff that was coming through to me, and I'm not going to get into it because it would be a while. But I'll just tell you that I had an image that popped in my mind, and it was of a sword. I said, I'm getting an image of this sword. They both were like, oh, my gosh. And then the one guy looks at the caretaker. He goes, did you put that sword back on the table? And he was like, no, I took it off to clean it. I never put it back. Well, it had been 2 or 3 weeks since they had that off the table.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was. They took a sword off to clean it, and they didn't put it back. And the sword had been on that table since they built it.
Okay.
And it disturbed this entity. And they hurried up and went and got it, put it back on the table, and everything just calmed down.
Really?
Yes, I'm not kidding you. He actually messaged me the next day, and he told me, he said, Mandy, he said, this entity came into my room. He goes, and I thought it was going to be another sleepless night. He goes, it came in, and I'm not saying he's seen it or anything. He felt its presence.
Okay.
It came in, and then it left. He said he felt like it was telling him that it was pleased with what he had done. So they were all happy and excited, you know, that I was able to figure it out. And next thing I know, I'm like, I can do spiritual writing. We could come there and I could try to figure out more. Because he has a witch box, too. And the witch box is pretty neat, isn't it, Chastity? What'd you think of it, the witch box?
Creepy. And she made me take it apart.
Well,
I was like, oh, my God, really?
Well, see, he wanted me to come there and, you know, do a little of my writing. He was really interested in the writing. And I said, look, we could come to Tennessee. We'll get a hotel. He goes, well, you guys don't have to. Mandy, if you want, you guys can come here. We'll take care of you. You guys are more than welcome to come here if you guys think you can do it. I'm like, this is a challenge. We can spend a night in this haunted location. So we did. We pulled up at 3 o'clock in the morning. And
he treated us real well. He was very welcoming.
Yeah, he had
welcoming.
A chef and everything for us. It was awesome.
Really?
Yeah. It was amazing. But we ended up doing investigation at the portal table. I did 10 minutes of spiritual writing with this witch's box. Chastity and I took it apart. And I
didn't want to, but I did. I was like, okay.
Okay.
Well, what
explain what a witch's box is, because I'm sure most folks have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, the caretaker told me how he came across the witch's box. He found it in a abandoned witch's house. White witches, he called them.
Okay.
And it's a
so
huge,
what's a white witch?
She's considered to be a good witch.
She's not considered to be
yes,
evil.
Yes, she's not evil. She's a good witch.
But, like Linda.
But anyway, it had different markings on it and different descriptions on it, and I mean, I don't even know, but it comes apart. It was like a puzzle.
Okay.
And what we found out, we shared it on our page, and we had all these people sharing it and trying to figure it out, and what it comes down to, it was pagan. I believe it had to do with like these witches that were into pagan and just different religions. It was basically built for safe travels with, I believe one of the witches maybe was traveling, and it basically was a protection box.
Hmm.
And it had all these different puzzles to it. It was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Did you figure out how to put it back together?
Yeah.
Yeah, they put it back together.
Okay.
But the weird thing was that when I did the writing, it kept saying, I was trying to figure out what the witch's box wanted. And you got to understand, when I'm doing writing, I'm not just going to connect with one object. There's going to be multiple things around I'm going to connect with.
Uh-huh.
Well, I kept getting help. I got a Japanese name. I got another man's name. And then what was interesting was I ended up getting the name of a 19-year-old girl. Her name was Sarah. And she was a hitchhiker who was said to have died on that property.
Okay.
And
she was killed.
Well, they don't know whether something was an accident that happened there or she was actually killed. Nobody knows.
Okay.
But she kept coming through saying, help, help. And so I'm like, oh, man, what is this? This is strange. I mean, she's coming through, just wants help, help. Well, when we were done, the caretaker was telling us that, yes, there is a lady there. They didn't know her name, but she's 19. I got she was killed in 1988, but they said that, yeah, there is a girl who's 19 years old who's said to be on there and on the property. And then when we started our investigation at the portal table, lights were flickering. These were LED lights, to beat all. They were flickering. Mm-hmm. I've never heard of LED lights flickering. Well, we had our ink box on. Ink box is a device that spirits use to communicate through white noise.
Okay.
It's considered actually dead noise. There shouldn't be nothing coming through. Well, this girl kept coming through, didn't she, Chastity? What was she saying?
Help.
Yeah, she kept yelling, help, help. And did we get her name?
I don't think we did. I know she has a haunted doll.
I brought my haunted doll.
I know he had another haunted doll there that
multiple
looked just like.
Dolls.
Yeah, he had a whole bunch of them. Scary, freaky. I'm telling you, go on our page and look at them. You'd be like, ah. I mean, literally freaky. But the one doll looked just like Mandy's doll. Mm-hmm. And it was crazy.
Yes. We had our device, a K2, which is like it picks up on static energy and magnetic energies around it. It was going crazy, wasn't it? We had it right there up on this door where his closet was, where he has these scary-looking masks that are said to be haunted. This tree looks like a forest, like a tree that come out of some type of, I don't know. It was weird. He had these dolls hanging from this tree in the witch's box. That's where he kept it. But these dolls were haunted. And whatever was in there loved my doll. The K2 was just lighting up going crazy. I mean, everything in that cave was going crazy.
Yeah, even talking about the doll turning around on us.
We were packing up our stuff and getting ready for the next day to leave. And I had the doll sitting on the portal, dragon portal table, facing me. Because I'm like, okay, while we're busy, if something messes with this doll, I'm going to know. It's going to, you know, because I know how I have it sitting. Well, Chastity and I are packing up our equipment. All of a sudden, I hear this voice. I said, I hear something. Chastity goes, I hear a little girl. And I look over on the table, and the doll was completely turned around.
We didn't have it on camera. I was
no,
so mad. God,
no,
that would have been a good one.
We were packing our stuff up. And
I was so mad.
It was unreal.
That would have been a good one to get on camera.
There was so much activity, y'all. If you want to see everything, go to our Facebook page on Ghost Sisters. You will see.
We are making another trip back there to
yes.
the 26th. So.
We're taking a few. We've been allowed to invite some other paranormal investigators to go with us. So not just anyone can go. You have to be invited.
Okay.
Yeah. He's a really nice guy, very caring. And he was like, it's so weird, you girls coming here to a strange man's house. You don't even know me. Me and Candy, the other lady, her best friend, we were lecturing Mandy on the way there. You don't even know this guy. You got Mace.
I wasn't worried because I had already talked to him. And you know what I mean?
He was nice. I mean, he had another couple there for when
he's
we got there, so we wouldn't feel uncomfortable, you know what I mean, which was really nice. So once we got there, we met him, and we realized
they were
good.
So welcoming. I mean, very generous.
Very sweet guy. So.
But this is the scariest place, I'm going to tell you right now. There's some things going on there that are beyond just ghosts and all that, let me tell you.
There's an animal in there, too, didn't they say?
There is some spirit animals.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there might be a relic or something that's not from this world.
Well, they have...
Remember, this is a portal table, and anything, they allow anything to come through, but it cannot get out of control.
They had a guy go there, and he was provoking this evil entity there, and he was provoking it.
Uh-huh.
Well, he left there. That thing followed him home. Yeah, he ended up, almost got divorced. His
best friend was murdered.
He lost his job.
All within a year.
Yeah, he had all kinds. It freaked him out so bad.
He had people knocking on his door. He described them as men in black. They were laughing. He said it was crazy.
So,
it caused him to change his way that he investigates now.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that freaked him out bad.
There is something.
But we didn't have nothing follow us. We seemed like everything pretty much liked us, you know.
Yeah.
We don't provoke spirits. We're just there to try to communicate with
right.
them. You know what I mean? We don't try to provoke them. And that's the last thing you want to do is provoke a spirit.
Well, there is something dark in the cave. I'm not going to lie to you. And it's got red eyes. And it paces back and forth in that cave. No joke.
I'm glad I didn't get an invitation.
I do not know what it is.
Yes, you ought to be.
We also recorded.
Oh, we were scared. We were like, oh my God, we're going to stay all night here. We're going to make it all night. Me and Candy was freaking out. We was like, oh God, we're like, Chastity. Mandy, Candy's like, Chastity, just hold on. If we get scared, we're getting a hotel and leaving Mandy there.
Whatever. But we recorded us sleeping, and we captured something.
We did too good. It wasn't bad at all. Well, what really freaked us out was like, well, there's a spirit here. My uncle, he likes to grope on women. We're like, what?
Yeah.
Well, he didn't mess with us, which thank God, but he was like messing with our hair.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't have anything like that, so we were lucky. That's what I was freaking over. Like, I don't want no spirit ghost groping on me.
Well, we captured this huge bright light that came over us when we were sleeping. I mean, you see it. It's yellow. For no reason, it just appeared right above us. Boom.
Really?
Yes. And I was like, what is that?
And you got that recorded.
Yes, it's on our page.
A question I have in all this, are these spirits kind of just trapped in limbo, do you think? Or
yeah.
Is this where they're going to be forever?
Some of them are afraid to go to the other side. They're afraid of what's going to happen by going on the other side. Some of them are just...
unfinished business.
Yeah.
They don't want to go. They got family here. Or, you know, there's could be multiple things. I'm not really for sure why they would still be here, to be honest. I can just tell you just from investigating and some of the things I get. And I believe in dimensions, too, so I also believe that there's portals.
They get attached to certain things and don't want to leave
objects,
it, stuff like that.
Yeah,
I mean, it could be a lot of stuff.
Well, it sounds like they're used to a certain thing, like that sword.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was out of place, so that disturbed them because things weren't
in the order that
right.
I believe that he came from another, this guy came from another place. But we did a location here in Marion, the sheriff's office.
Okay.
And that was really interesting. Yeah. We did get a lot of stuff, didn't we?
And we even did the Marion County Courthouse here in Marion.
Common Pleas Courthouse.
Common Pleas. We did the Cadillac Club, the old Cadillac Club.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We did the movie theater out there at the mall.
We've done a lot since last
the
time.
The old hospital out there right beside Pizza Hut.
Yes, that, yes.
The old jail.
The old jail.
It was the first hospital in the
that
first
place
police
spooky.
Station, I believe.
My dad was born there, so.
Really?
I think he was, yeah.
Because we had a door. I mean, it was a heavy door. It never shuts. That lady said that. As long as she's been there, it's never shut. It slammed shut. By itself, scared us all, and there was no wind around. We debunked everything, because we always debunk everything just to make sure that it's, you know, and that could not be debunked, and that was freaky. It slammed that door shut. It was a heavy door.
But we do have a lot more coming that we're going to be busy in September and October and November, all year round. We're just constantly busy.
But we are going back to the shrine on September 26th, right?
Yes. Well, I'll be there the 25th,
so
the whole week.
Stay tuned and watch that, because that's going to be interesting. We got other people going that's got good stuff, and it's going to be very interesting.
Tell us about some of the other places you've been and some of the experiences that you've had.
Well, I really want to tell you about the sheriff's office.
Okay, yeah, talk about that.
That was really interesting. That was... our two fill-ins, my sister, Bobby Joe, and my best friend, Candy, who's been in law enforcement for about 20 years. You know, we ended up being allowed to go to the sheriff's office and walk
Now, when
in.
You say sheriff's office, you're talking about the old one out on Marion
yes.
Williamsport Road?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. We ended up being allowed to go live, take pictures. You know, we go in and we have our equipment out. We're hearing voices. There was all kinds of voices coming through there, wasn't there?
I thought we was going back.
Well, we're working on it. Hopefully we get to go back there. But it was really neat going in there to see. I didn't know it was so big inside. It had all these, I don't know, maybe 20 cells in there.
Oh, yeah?
Men and women. You know, I was like, oh, my gosh, this is huge.
Uh-huh.
We did some isolations in there. We were in the detective's office, and... that's where we ended up getting our most activity. I mean, our geophone was going crazy. The temperature dropped.
Because we had a sheriff. Wasn't a sheriff that got killed? Or was it a dead... what was... somebody got murdered or something. He was coming through.
We had someone we believe that was probably... that worked on the department at one time that was coming through, we believe. But we don't know for certain.
Okay.
And we had... multiple spirits coming through that was interacting with us. It turned out to be really good, a really good night. That so good that we want to go back and, you know, do some more.
Yeah, because they don't, you know, nobody's been there to investigate, so they don't know how to use our equipment. So,
but they actually did pretty good.
But for, you know, for new ghosts, and well, not new ghosts, but
for not being used to having devices and
right.
equipment,
we did pretty good.
You know, because when we went to Gator or the old Cadillac Club.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, the spirits would interact with our equipment, but still not as good as what we always get when we go to a place that's been investigated over and over. There's a big difference, and you won't get as much communication as you will to a place that where people have been investigating, you know, numerous times.
Yeah, I had my bag on the table. We walked away. I came back. It was on the floor.
Where at? Sheriff's office?
Yeah, the sheriff's office. It was sitting on the table when we walked away. I came back in the room, and it was laying on the floor.
Wow.
I was like, what?
We're down to 5 minutes, so you know where we are. A couple more experiences you've had.
Mandy has so much experience as there's no.
Well, at the shrine, let me tell you, okay, they have this mirror, this room set up, and it's a mirror. You sit in front of the mirror, and it said that the longer you look in the mirror, your face changes. Now, the whole meaning of this mirror was you had the, it's a psychological thing.
Okay.
That these therapists would have their patients sit there and look into the mirror, and it was said to change them. So, well, people in the paranormal use it too because they say mirror is a portal, you know, can be a portal. So I'm like, wow, they got this huge chair and this whole area. They got a Buddha over here statue. They got these swords, mask. They got two big candles lit up, beautiful mirror, big chair. And it's all in this little area. Well, she done an isolation, but she wasn't really getting too much.
Mm-hmm.
So wasn't there long enough.
I'm like, okay, my turn. Let me come in here and see what I get. So I get up there. She takes the phone with her so she can watch my live. And I have a phone with me watching so I can read people's comments. Well, I'm kind of like sitting in the dark, but there was still a little bit of light, and they had the candles lit. Well, I kept feeling like there was something around me, but nothing that was scaring me, although this whole place was, you were off balance the whole time.
Oh, yeah, as soon as we got there,
it was like being in a fun house. You couldn't walk a straight line. But anyway, everyone said that they were seeing this dark shadow behind me. Well, Chastity gets on there, and she's like, Mandy, she's like, there's something behind there. You better get out of there. I'm like, what? I'm like, why are you teasing me? I'm on a live feed here. Why are you messing around? She's like, I'm serious, Mandy, get out of there. And then panic set in because I knew there was a spirit up there.
Everybody's like, Chastity, go get your sister.
I'm like, get up here now and get
She me. Wanted to be up there alone. I left her up there alone.
That was an interesting.
Get what you asked for.
You know, it was scary. And it was funny because once they got me out of there and I get downstairs, they're like, yeah, there was something, a shadow walking behind you. And the caretaker goes up there by himself to blow out the candles. We left an Ovilus 5 up there. He bent over to blow out these candles, and he hears this sacrifice comes through the Ovilus. It scared him so bad. It was funny. But, I mean, overall, you guys, it's just been, you know.
Gotta see it. It's going to be interesting when we go back.
Much going on in the paranormal, finding a lot of new evidence, using new equipment, and just getting out there more. Waverly Hills, we made it to Waverly too this year, and you know, that was pretty interesting. We didn't get a whole lot of activity there, but I mean, we just keep going. We've been going south a lot more than
I've never been to Tennessee so much in my life. My goodness, I've already been there three times this summer already.
Wouldn't it be cool?
And going back.
Wouldn't it be cool to do the old Grand Ole Opry Ryman Auditorium?
Where's that at?
It's in Nashville. It's where the Grand Ole Opry originally was.
Really?
It's downtown Nashville. Yeah.
Well, yeah, that would. We'd probably come.
Do they do haunted things there?
I don't know. The Grand Ole Opry was there from like the 1920s.
I think I saw that on
1970 something.
TV show. Ain't that on
Travel Channel?
Was that on? No, that was on Kim Russo's show.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember seeing that.
Okay, well, we got a little bit less than a minute. If somebody thinks they have paranormal activity and they'd like to have you come investigate, what's the best way to contact you?
Facebook. But we always sweep just to make sure that they're really having something. If somebody contacts us, they got to have some kind of proof. They can't just say, hey, you know, we got something. We want proof.
We go to your house and we'll bring some devices, see if we get anything.
Okay.
But you can find us on all social media.
And Instagram, Facebook,
Twitter.
Just look for Ghost Sisters. You've been listening to the Mike Wilson Show on WWGH.